Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Evers moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is walked intentionally. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. There goes Ginsburg trying to get to home. Dobie throws the ball into Avila, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Ginsburg, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pretty moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Lepon moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Ginsburg moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kane bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsburg scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Kane moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty scores. Kane moves to third. Lepon moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evers strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Lou Brissy now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. Krahoski moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty is walked intentionally. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kane bunts towards third. Rosen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rosen. Pretty moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal juggles the ball. That's an error on Cal. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Birdie Tebbets pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is hit by the pitch. Rosen scores. Kennedy moves to third. Boone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Birdie Tebbets now catching. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evers bunts towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. Krahoski moves to third. One out. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Pretty is walked intentionally. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Kane goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Tigers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Jones now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch hits for Sam Jones. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.